Indiana Bible College is committed to training tomorrow's apostolic leaders today. This is the Indiana Bible College podcast. I would love to say again that the sponsor of this episode is the Indiana Bible College Worldview Conference, but it's not. We're still just trying to get the word out about a conference where high school or college age students can begin preparation against the worldviews on college campuses and in culture. The IBC Worldview Conference is a special set of virtual lectures for young people wanting to engage their minds and strengthen their understanding of the Christian worldview in order to help them combat and overcome the secular worldviews that they will encounter on college campuses and in the world. If this sounds like something that you want to be a part of, then block out July 30 and 31 of 2020 and be ready for some great lessons designed to prepare you for the worldviews on college campuses and in culture. Registration information will launch very soon, so make sure that you are keeping up with that as well. Today on the IBC podcast, we have another episode in our student series of interviews where you'll be able to sit down with current IBC students and hear directly from them about the highs and lows and the changes and growth they experience while on campus. This episode is an interview with Ashton Sargent, a senior from Escondido, California. She shares about how God led her from a pastor's home on the West Coast all the way to the Midwest for college. Enjoy this doubleheader installment of the student interview series on the Indiana Bible College podcast. So we have on the Zoom call here with us, Ashton Sargent, all the way from... Where are you from, Ashton?
Specifically, Escondido, California, which is outside of San Diego.
Okay, Escondido, California, and you are what year in your journey at Indiana Bible College?
I'm wrapping up my junior year.
Finishing up a very odd junior year, but
yes,
finishing up nevertheless. Ashton, what is your major minor?
So I am a biblical studies major with a minor in worship studies.
Okay. What is that program like? Because we've had a couple of biblical studies minors with the worship studies major. What is the difference in those two programs?
So essentially, the first 2 years of being a worship studies major or minor is exactly the same. You're going to take core biblical classes. Those aren't going to change, but you're going to take 2 years of very structured music classes. So music theory, ear training, sight singing, music ministry type classes. So that's just freshman, sophomore year, back to back, very much like you are a music major. Once junior year hits, it switches a little bit and you have more flexibility. You aren't required to take a certain amount. Like, here is your classes. You don't have to take every single one of those music classes. You okay. have more freedom to pick and choose to reach a certain amount of credits for each department. So being a worship minor, I have absolutely loved it because I got to take those 2 years of core classes. So I got a really good understanding of music fundamentals and how music works, and also like how worship works and how worship leading works. And now I get more of those ministry minded classes or theology classes to help back up my degree. So I'm still taking a lot of music classes. I took songwriting arranging this year. I took conducting tech, several other. I almost like double majored with how many classes I took, but once you hit to your junior and senior year, you're able to kind of mix it up and take what you want.
Okay. So walk me down memory lane here for a minute and tell us when your first
Indiana Bible College memory? What is your first Indiana Bible College memory? Period.
As a student or not as a student?
Period.
Okay. My first Indiana Bible College experience, I was probably like 8, actually.
Wow.
And I met, this is as far as I can remember about IBC. I met Mark Waddle, who became my piano teacher. He was IBC alum and had moved to Southern California. And he actually introduced me to my now best friend and then became my piano teacher and just became like my music life buddy. Like, he has just gotten me through so many musical difficulties and helped me a lot. That's one of my first memories about IBC because he was from there and I had so many questions. But I was young. I still didn't really understand what IBC was.
Sure. So fast forward a little bit more into, like, you're in the throes of decision making. Where am I going to go to school? Was that ever a decision for you?
Yeah. So I had actually visited Urshan as a real McCoy my sophomore year of high school. And I was like, this place is amazing. I got to go here. I love it. And I was very torn because I'd always wanted to go to IBC just because that's the college I knew most. Being so far away in Southern California, Bible colleges didn't come out a lot. So I only knew what I heard or what I had seen on social media or people I'd met. So I remember going to Urshan and thinking like, this is the best. And then the end of my sophomore year, I started looking into going to IBC Connect. I didn't get to go until my senior year of high school. So I showed up. Some kids from IBC picked me up. I really did not know anybody at all. I knew like maybe three people and not super. I did. I flew out. I actually flew in a day early because I didn't know that I didn't need to do that. But I flew in a day early and I stayed with Briella Bat, whom I didn't know, but was my mom's best friend's daughter.
Wow.
And I stayed in her room for hours while she went to work. And I just sat there. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know anybody. And then I slowly kids started rolling the next day. And I started to meet everybody. And that was my first experience. I didn't know anybody. I didn't even know what IBC really was. I just showed up.
Wow. So let me ask this. You're closing the last kind of third of the quarters, right? So you're freshman, sophomore, junior year, you're kind of closing that down. Has Indiana Bible College lived up to your expectation?
Yes and no.
Elaborate, please.
My expectations were... I didn't know anything about Bible College or IBC. So I think my expectations were a little misguided, if I could say that, I think.
Okay.
But IBC has exceeded what I could have hoped for. Like, it's been so much better than what I could have ever dreamed. It's just been different than what I dreamed. Mm-hmm. It was totally different experience than what I thought I was getting into, but it's been the best experience. So I guess it has exceeded my expectations in some ways and then just been different than what I was expecting.
Wow. So where were you as a freshman? And I'm adding a question in here, but what do you see has changed the most from freshman Ashton to going into your senior year, Ashton?
Well, maybe you could answer this question better than I could, but I feel like I showed up absolutely psycho, completely nuts, high on life, beach kid, just happy to be around people, stoked about life, stoked about living for God. Like, I was just ready to come and meet all of these apostolics and be with them and learn and grow. But I had zero clue what I was getting into.
Well, I don't think that much has changed in that regard. Okay. Maybe the psycho nuts extroversion of like, wah! That's toned down a little bit, yeah, but I don't think that, the other side, has changed a terrible amount.
That's really good to hear.
It is, that's a good thing. Absolutely.
I feel like it was always one of those fears, like, oh, if I go move so far away, I'll change who I am and I'm not going to be the same person. And I don't feel like that's happened. I feel like, if anything, God has shown me the aspects about my personality that are good and strengthening, and the aspects of my personality that, you know, could use some work or aren't going to work for ministry, that I never would have seen had I not been removed from my comfort zone and gone to a place like Indiana Bible College, which highlights all of those things. It shows your talents, it shows your giftings, it shows your weaknesses, and it shows the things you need to work on. So I think there's been a lot of like inside change. I think my mentality about ministry and people and worship and just church culture has shifted and changed for the better, absolutely. But I feel like my personality hasn't changed. My person hasn't changed. Mm-hmm. If anything, it's strengthened those aspects that were already good about me. It's helped me be better in whatever I could be better in.
Yeah. So one last kind of question here. What will you remember most about Indiana Bible College?
This question makes me feel like it's over.
It's not over. No, not at all. We're talking your 3 years here. You know, looking back, what do you remember most about? And it could be an experience or a moment or something like that.
I think I will never forget my first reality week. We were at Laurelwood, which is housing by Indiana Bible College.
Low-income housing? Is that what you're...
Yeah.
That's located next to the college, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So we had an outdoor concert there. This was probably a month into my freshman year. I still have no clue what I'm getting into with IBC. And I'm very much I'm an extrovert, but I do things in my comfort zone. I like to be in control of my environment. So going around knocking doors is not comfortable for me, or playing with children I don't know was a very hard thing for me that I've grown to absolutely love. But we were at that outdoor concert, and I just remember seeing all of these children that were like literally running around. Like, I had no clue where their parents were. I don't think they knew where their parents were. And they were so happy that we were there. Some of them were worshiping with us. Some of them were just watching us. Some of them just wanted to like play with us. They wouldn't let go of us. And that, I think, was a really life-altering moment for me, because I had never been exposed to that environment. And Brother Sleeve always says, exposure breeds burden. It really does. I had zero clue that these little kids would just like endear themselves into my heart. And I didn't really get involved with the Laurelwood kids until my junior year this year. Now I know them by name and I literally love them.
Wow.
And I think that's something I'm going to miss a lot, is being in that environment with those kids. But there's places like that all around the world that you can be involved. It's just like those kids, like I know them.
Even though you aren't at Laurelwood, there is a Laurelwood, an avenue of ministry that you can get involved in. Absolutely. And that's what our students do, is have these exposing moments where it's like, wow, this is incredible, just like what you've described. And then they take that back to their home church, or they go to another place that God calls them, and they don't just have those moments for themselves, but they recreate those moments because of the burden that they have. And in turn, they reveal a whole nother aspect of ministry to the people that they're leading.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's super cool.
And really, really eye-opening for me. Really cool.
That's a great memory. It's a great memory.
Well, and Ashton, all the friends.
Absolutely. You have a few friends, don't you?
Just a few. Yeah. Love them all.
Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast and for your time here in the middle of kind of these crazy COVID times, but glad to be able to connect with you from the class of 21. So thank you again, Ashton.
Thank you. I'm excited that I got to be a part.
Yes, ma'am. Have a good one.
The IBC Worldview Conference is a set of special virtual lectures for young people wanting to engage their minds and strengthen their understanding of the Christian worldview in order to help them combat and overcome the secular worldview encountered on college campuses and in the world. If this shameless plug sounds remotely interesting, then block out July 30 and 31, 2020, and be ready for great lessons designed to prepare you for the worldviews on college campuses and in culture.